Welcome to episode 1424 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The ninth guideline, encapsulated in the ninth commandment of Exodus 20, forbids false witness. We tend to think of this in legal terms, lying under oath in a courtroom. But false witness in the modern world takes subtle and pervasive forms. Consider what false witness today includes. Gossip shared as fact without verification. A story about someone spreads through social media or conversation. No one checks if it is true. Everyone repeats it. By the time the truth emerges, the damage is done. Spin. The strategic presentation of selective facts to create a false impression. A politician presents statistics in a way that distorts their meaning. A company frames a policy in language that hides its true impact. A person describes events in a way that makes themselves look good and others look bad. Half-truths presented as complete truth. A news outlet reports one side of a story without context. A person tells part of what happened while omitting crucial details. A narrative is constructed from fragments that, while individually true, create a false overall picture. Silence in the face of injustice. You know something that would protect an innocent person. You know something that would expose wrongdoing. But you remain silent. Your silence becomes a form of false witness. All of these are violations of the ninth commandment. All of these harm others. All of these distort truth. Gossip deserves particular attention because it is so normalized. It is embedded in everyday forms of entertainment and communication, often disguised as curiosity, concern, or connection. Social media platforms amplify this by rewarding engagement, likes, shares, and comments. So stories about other people's failures, relationships, or scandals spread quickly and are treated as acceptable conversation. Reality TV, celebrity news cycles, and even workplace chatter reinforce the idea that discussing others behind their backs is harmless or even enjoyable. Phrases like, "Did you hear?" or "I'm just saying this because I care," can mask the fact that reputations are being shaped without the person present to speak for themselves. In many cases, gossip becomes a social currency, something people use to bond, gain attention, or feel included. So it is rarely challenged. Over time, this creates an environment where speaking about others without full truth, context, or accountability feels normal, even though it quietly erodes trust and damages relationships. Gossip columns in newspapers began to take recognizable form in the early 20th century, especially in the 1920s and 1930s, when Hollywood's rise created public fascination with celebrities. One of the most influential figures was Luella Parsons, whose column debuted in the 1910s and later reached an estimated 20 million readers, followed by rivals like Hedda Hopper, whose readership was similarly massive. At their peak in the mid-20th century, major gossip columns were syndicated across hundreds of newspapers, collectively reaching tens of millions of Americans daily, an enormous share of the population at the time. Publications like People magazine, launched in 1974, later carried this tradition forward, achieving circulations in the millions and making celebrity personal lives a central feature of mainstream media. Today, similar dynamics exist in television through outlets like Entertainment Tonight and networks like TMZ, which blend entertainment and gossip, often reaching millions of viewers daily or weekly. While the platforms have evolved, from print to broadcast to digital, the appetite for and normalization of gossip has remained remarkably consistent, simply scaling with each new medium. Gossip steals something precious: the right to be known accurately, to have your reputation reflect reality. Proverbs 16, verse 28.
A perverse person stirs up conflict, and a gossip separates close friends.
Gossip separates, divides, isolates. A single piece of gossip can shatter a friendship. A rumor spread can destroy a community. Spin is more sophisticated. Spin involves presenting facts selectively and strategically to create a false overall impression. A corporation reports it has reduced emissions by 10%. This is true. But the corporation omits that it expanded operations by 50%. So overall emissions increased 35%. The statement is factually correct, but strategically misleading. A politician claims, "Unemployment is down." This is true if you look at one metric. But the statement omits that labor force participation has declined, meaning fewer people are working overall. the statement is misleading without being technically false. A person says, "I have been faithful to my commitments." This may be technically true of some commitments while omitting others they have neglected. The statement creates a false overall impression through strategic selection. Spin is sophisticated false witness because it is difficult to prove false. The individual statements are often technically accurate, but the overall impression created is deceptive. Listen to what Paul warns in Galatians 6, verses 1 and 2.
"Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ."
Paul warns against the temptation to misrepresent another's failings, the temptation to tell the true fact, but in a way that creates a false impression, the temptation to spin. Half-truths are particularly insidious because they are partially true. A news outlet reports that violent crime increased in the neighborhood. This is true. But it omits that violent crime increased citywide by 15%, while this neighborhood saw only a 2% increase. The headline is technically accurate, but creates a false impression. A person describes a conversation in a way that includes what was said, but omits the tone, the context, the broader conversation. The person's account is factually accurate, but fundamentally misleading. A story goes viral on social media. Part of it is true. Part of it is false. By the time people realize, the false part has shaped everyone's understanding. Half-truths are false witness because they present incomplete information as if it were complete. They distort understanding. They mislead. Proverbs 10, verse 14.
"The wise store up knowledge, but the mouth of a fool invites ruin."
The wise gather full knowledge before speaking. The fool speaks without full understanding and causes harm. But there is also false witness through silence. You know something that would protect an innocent person. You remain silent. You know something that would expose wrongdoing. You remain silent. You know someone is being treated unjustly. You could speak up. You remain silent. Your silence is a form of false witness. You are allowing a false narrative to stand unchallenged. You are allowing injustice to continue unchecked. Proverbs 24, verses 11 and 12.
"Rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering toward slaughter. If you say, 'But we knew nothing about this,' does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who guards your life know it? Will he not repay everyone according to what they have done?"
Silence in the face of injustice is not neutral. It is complicity. God sees when we know the truth but refuse to speak it. In all these cases, the ninth commandment is violated. Truth is distorted. People are harmed. Gossip, spin, half-truths, and silence all involve a failure to present reality accurately. They all involve using words, or the absence of words, to create a false impression. They all involve some form of deception. The ninth commandment calls us beyond these subtle violations, calls us to integrity in how we communicate. What does this mean? Verifying before we speak, not spreading stories we have not checked. Presenting complete information, not just selective facts. Providing context, not just isolated statements. Speaking up when silence would allow injustice. Being honest about what we know and do not know. This is difficult. It is easier to gossip than to verify. Easier to present spin than to give full truth. Easier to remain silent than to speak up. Easier to present partial truth than to provide context. But the ninth commandment calls us to this difficulty. Calls us to truthfulness even when it costs us. Where do you participate in gossip? Where do you present selective truth as complete truth? Where do you remain silent when speaking would protect the innocent? Where do you need to become more truthful? False witness in any form harms others. We are called to something different. Called to truthfulness in all its dimensions. Called to verify before we speak. Called to present complete information. Called to provide context. Called to speak up when silence would enable injustice. Father, help us see the subtle forms of false witness in our modern world. Help us resist that which has become commonplace. Help us become people committed to truthfulness in all its dimensions. And help us build communities where truth is valued and where people can trust what is said. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.